Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul, and we're doing another episode of the devotional series, Suffer Well. And thank you for joining me today for this. And he's just getting more and more deeper every time I read them. And the person that wrote them told me that's the goal, is they get deeper as each one goes by. And today's is titled, The End from the Beginning, A Journey into Faith. The End from the Beginning, A Journey into Faith. And they start off with a scripture here, Ecclesiastes 3:11, that says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that the Almighty does from the beginning to the end. And the person that wrote this is currently, and during writing this, is in prison. And I'm going to get into the devotional here in a little while here, but I first wanted to read some of the understanding of some of the things about people being in distress. There's some books that have really impacted my life besides the books, the most amazing, important book that we should all read, and that's Holy Scripture. There's other books that have completely impacted my life, one of them being this book, Fox's Books of Martyrs. And another book is... That's completely changed my life is a book called From Prison to Praise. From Prison to Praise. So I want you all to get that book, From Prison to Praise. You can get it for a couple of dollars on Amazon. And when I read about today's devotional and read about this man sitting in jail, contemplating his life and thinking about the people in that have been oppressed in the world. And I just saw recently, 2 days ago, I believe, there was a man that was in jail for 28 years for a crime he didn't commit. And now DNA evidence is freeing all these people that were in jail that were not guilty, but they sat in jail for 10, 15, 20, 25, this man 28 years. Being in jail for a crime they did not commit, enduring with no choice. And now DNA evidence is setting them free, or Yahweh is setting them free. And we could ask ourselves, why do we have to go through these times, and why do we go through these pains and do these things? And Yahweh tells us in His Word, you know, Yeshua suffered, and we're going to suffer for Him. And He never said life is going to be fair. He said He's going to be just. That's what He said. But what do we do in ourselves as believers when we're in a situation, whether we deserve it or not, we're in a situation that's dark. We're in the night. We're not in the day. You know, it says weeping at night brings joy in the morning. Hallelujah. But what do we do? How do we respond and how do we act? Well, what I do is, I look at the example of people who have been to the darkest places in the book of Job. I see Daniel and on all these people and how they responded to get an example of how we are to respond in certain situations. And what I see here is the most extreme form of fear would be death among us. So it's not just being put in prison, but being on death row. The big difference between being in prison and being on death row is, you know, without a doubt, what's facing you very shortly is death. And the way people respond at those moments and what they go through, and then just try to bring that down to like the smallest incidences of our darkness, which is since really nothing compared to what these people are going through. We're worried about 28 minutes of a bad day, and there are people for 28 years in jail innocently, and they're enduring. And those people that are in jail for 28 years in jail innocently, we look at people here in the Fox's Books of Martyrs, that people that got killed for just reading their Bible. At least if you're in jail for 28 years, you're allowed to read your Bible without being killed. But these people were killed for reading their Bible. Their heads were cut off in front of their children. And what did these people do in these situations every single time? And I go back to the Fox Books of Mortis and I look at this, and you can look all over the Bible, and we're going to talk about this today as we contemplate life and we look at today's devotional. And what did people do? Where did they end up? And this is what it comes down to. I tell people all the time, there are six things we need to do on a regular basis. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent, and submit, know seven, and rejoice. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent, and submit, and rejoice. At all times. Not only when things are good, more important when things are bad, when we're in the dark and certain things. The majority of people, not the majority, but a lot of people, the majority of people that were going to be martyred for Yahweh, about to be killed for Yahweh, I always inquire what their last words were. What their last words were. How amazing that a man has a whole life to think of what his last words will be, and Yahweh gives him the opportunity to say them. You die in a car accident or unexpectedly somebody murders you, you don't know what your last words were because you don't know they're going to be your last words. But you know something's going to be your last words. What will your last words be? And when I look at these people that have been persecuted and martyred over time, many of them, his last words were a song. A psalm or a hymn, or a song. So there must be something very significant to songs and singing. And we're going to look at singing in the Bible, and so on. And there's a great that great book, Prison to Praise, that I talk about. It's all about giving thanks, being thankful all the time, no matter what. In the worst, darkest situations of life, being thankful. And the best way to be thankful is to sing, to give praise. And I'm not talking about the kind of songs that are being sung today. No, no, no. I'm not talking about that. Those songs that repeat itself over and over again and try to get you in a trance. I don't care what words are being said. They try to get you in a trance. And then even worse, some of the words that are being said and some of the Hollywood show behind. No, I'm not talking about that. These people weren't singing rock and roll songs when they were in jail. These people were singing psalms and hymns. And there's a reason why there's a whole book of psalms in the scriptures. These were songs. And you think about these type of songs and so on. And you look at one of the greatest preachers to ever preach, Spurgeon. He says, I quote from him. Sing in trouble, again, because Yahweh loves to hear his people singing in the night. Wow. Sing in trouble, again, because Yahweh loves to hear his people sing in the night. It says, and I quote him again. It says, at no time does Yahweh love his children singing so well as when he has hidden his face from them and they are all in darkness. Singing pleases Yahweh. Such a profound insight, and a true insight. He goes on to say, now this is Spurgeon, one of the greatest preachers ever. He goes on to say, it is the bold Christian who can sing Yahweh's songs in the darkness. In the darkness. It's just so amazing and so beautiful. I mean, and it's so powerful. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent, submit, and rejoice. This is the formula to take us out of those dark times. It's easy to sing when there's good news, but what do we do when there's bad news? From the book Prison to Praise is all about that. Being thankful for everything always. That's one of the formulas Yahweh gives us, no matter what. Being thankful always. Being joyful always. And the medicine, the way to do that is song and to sing. And you don't need a band and instruments. These people that were in jail, they weren't singing with a band and instruments. They were singing. But, you know, they knew the word. They knew that this the Psalms, which were is in the scriptures for a tremendous reason. And I want to look at some scriptures. So I want to give you this scripture today here. Acts 6:16 to 25. And this is all before we even get into the testimony, because the testimony was written by a man in jail. And talking about that. So, well, let's give Acts 6:16 to 25. Paul and Silas in prison. So it says, once when we were going to the place of prayer, so they were going to a place of prayer. So this is on their mind. Prayer is like everything to them. We were met by a female slave who had a spirit which she predicted in the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, these men are servants to the Most High God, who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept us up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the Spirit, in the name of Yeshua Messiah, I command you to come out of her. And at that moment, the Spirit left her. When her owners realized that their hope for making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jewish and they are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept the practice. The crowd joined in the attack and Paul and Silas were ordered to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely beaten or flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. So they just weren't put in prison. Like we see on the news today, when somebody does something wrong, you see them in a nice suit walking out of the courtroom in handcuffs. No, they were stripped and beaten with rods. Then they were thrown into prison. And then verse 24, when he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in stocks. So now here they are, after being beaten in a cell, and their feet are fastened with stocks. Can't even lay in a comfortable position. And here they are. And then verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to Yahweh, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Do we see this amazing thing? Here they are in prison after being beaten. Their feet are in stocks, and what are they doing? They're praying and singing. Praying and singing. What an amazing example the scriptures give us for our life and what we should be doing and how we should be doing it. And it's amazing. Colossians 3:16 says, let the message about Yeshua in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to Yahweh with thankful hearts. It's not just about singing in the good times, which is a wonderful thing to do. But in those hard times, that's what pulls us out of those hard times and pulls us out of the darkness. It's doing it in those good times. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. I mean, you see Paul and Silas here in prison, beaten. And how do they respond? Praise and worship. Praise and worship. At some of people today in our worst times in our lives, how do we respond? And then you look how they responded. We have to understand and get the concept that our worship should not depend on our conditions. We shouldn't just worship when things are good and things are going great, or we're in a church building and everyone else is singing. It's in the night. It's in the darkness. It's when things are bad. You know, this is when we could sing and just pull us out of those times. I want to read to you Psalms 42. Psalms 42 says, as the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, Yahweh. I thirst for Yahweh, the living God, when I can go and stand before him. Day and night, I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of the great celebration. Why am I discouraged, and why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in Yahweh. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember you, even from the distant Mount Harim, the source of the Jordan, from the land of Mount Mizar. I hear the tumult of the raging seas, and your waves and surging tides swept over me, or they sweep over me. Now we're going to read verse 8, Psalms 42, verse 8. But each day Yahweh pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to Yahweh who gives me life. Wow. I'm going to read that again. Each day Yahweh pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to Yahweh who gives me life. Singing and praying. The same exact example Paul and Silas did when they were in this situation in the darkness in the jail. I'm finishing the psalm. It says in verse 9, "Oh, Yahweh, my rock, I cry. Why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Their taunts break my bones. They scoff. Where is this God of yours? Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in Yahweh. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God." Amen. Amen. This is the answer. This is the answer. And this is what we need in our life. We have to understand the powerful idea of worship and why Yahweh calls us to do so. And also understand the amazing connection of singing these words and the joy that goes in it. And it's just an amazing, it's just really unreal that you see today the people that sing songs in the world today, the things they sing about is what they get, the consequence they get upon them. For example, you see people singing about gangs and death and shooting, and these people are getting shot. You see people singing about sexual things and all this stuff, and these people are getting arrested for sexual misconduct. You see people singing about all these suicide and drugs, and these people are getting arrested for drugs and committing suicide. You find people singing the right music about Yahweh, and you see them blessed with joy in their lives. Amazing, amazing. Psalms 5:11 says, and remember, the Psalms are another word for songs, folks. It says, "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that they all love your name. All who love your name may be filled with joy." Remember, from prison to praise, praising him, even in the darkness of the prison, is what sets us free. The main concept of the book, From Prison to Praise, which I recommend everyone get, it's a classic, From Prison to Praise, is this: at all times, in all situations, be thankful for all circumstances. That's the concept and the formula. Be thankful for everything. And our songs put us in that situation where we can be thankful for all situations at all times. First Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for Yahweh's will for you who belong to Yeshua Messiah." In all circumstances, be thankful. That book, from Prison to Praise, is probably the hardest things we can do as humans, is to praise somebody in our distress. But when we learn to do that and give him thanks in all things, at all time, regardless of the circumstances, we end up like Paul and Silas there in one of the worst, scariest situations, being beaten in jail, and then they could sit there and pray and sing. And the Bible does that. It gives us the way out, the key out, the answer out. Psalm 7:17 says, I will thank Yahweh because he is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. These people that were dying, they were about to be killed, their heads cut off. And they would sing a psalm or a hymn. This is a great mark to know where we are in our lives and what we're willing to do and how we could do it. Remember, be thankful at all times. So I want you to get that book, From Prison to Praise. Get the Bible, get Fox's Books of Martyrs, and get From Prison to Praise. And see how your life transforms when you start, not in the daytime and the joy of the world and the good times in your life you're singing and giving thanks only, but also in those hard times, those dark times, to be over there and sing. And that's what keeps us afloat. That's our life preserver, those songs and giving them thanks and being joyful for all situations, all circumstances. Psalms 42:8 says, but each day Yahweh pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to Yahweh who gives me life. That's why when Spurgeon said it is a singing at nighttime in the dark situations, when it's supposed to be quiet and people are hearing you sing, it's different than singing in the daytime. Each night singing his songs. Praying, singing and praying. Remember, pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit and rejoice. We see another psalm, Psalms 98. And you can see more psalms about singing and songs than possibly any other one word in the scripture. How amazing is that? Singing and songs. If you just do a word study with the word sing, more than any other word in scripture, you'll have more stuff come up on this one word. Maybe you'll find words on death and life. Maybe you'll find them more. I don't know, but there's certainly a lot with this word, singing and songs. Psalms 98 said, sing a new song to Yahweh, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy army has shown his saving power. Singing and singing and singing and singing. One of my favorite verses of all time. This is in Paul's top 10 verses. 1 Chronicles 16:23. Let the whole world sing to Yahweh. Each day proclaim the good news of his salvation. And that is Yahshua. That is Yahshua. First thing I do when I get up in the morning, after I get out of bed and I say a quick prayer, I go exercise and I turn on some worship music. And that's how I'm starting my day. That's my caffeine. That's what wakes me up. That's what keeps me going. It's a beautiful thing. Remember, be thankful in all things, in all circumstances. Be thankful and joyful. It says in Zephaniah 3:17, for Yahweh, your Elohim, is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. With joyful songs. So now that we got that, I want to go to the devotional today. And I want to discuss this devotional that we're going to be talking about today. That we're going to be. So many of us out there are going through situations that we can't even comprehend how we're going to get through these situations. From prison to praise, folks. It's what he wants us to do, and to be free. And just as we continued with the song with the situation with Paul and Silas, how they were set free. They were set free. They knew what was going to happen. They knew what was going to go on. And they were set free. Yeah, they might have had some physical wounds from getting beaten up with rods. But they were fine. They were fine. So today's devotional was written by a man sitting in jail. And still is in jail. The end from the beginning, a journey into faith. Now let's read Ecclesiastes 3:11 again, where we started. It says, yet Yahweh has made everything beautiful for his own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of Yahweh's work from beginning to end. So this is the scripture that this man is seeing, sitting in this jail, and so on. And what does he say? He says, it says in the devotional, I worship nonstop and I endure. The name of this devotional is Suffer Well. And that right there, that first sentence of this devotional is so powerful in everything I just spoke about. I worship nonstop and I endure. So comprehend that and think about that for a second as we continue reading the rest of this. It says, it's all about his will for me, and yes, the unknown of that is mysterious, and sometimes it can even seem overwhelming. I am learning to trust more in the process every day, and I am comforted by that fact. Yahweh knows the truth of all this, you know? Do you know? He has declared the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. And that's Isaiah 46:10. Only I can tell you the future before it ever happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. Everything I plan will come to pass. That's why it's so important to stay on his plan. And his plan says, I offer you a future and a hope. And that doesn't have a disaster in it. That's his plan. His plan is the narrow road. Our plan is the wide road. When you choose your own plan, you're saying we're smarter than he is. But if you're smart, you choose his plan because you know he's smarter than we are. It's his plan. Only he can tell us the future before it ever happens. But his plan will come to pass. His plan does not want us to suffer. He does not take pleasure in the death of wicked people, as it says. He wants us to know his word and do it so we can have life. That's his plan. We see again another verse. It says in the devotional, they talk about Isaiah 54:16-17. I have created the blacksmith who fans the coals beneath a forge and makes the weapons of destruction. And I have created the armies that destroy. But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of Yahweh. Their vindication will come from me. I, Yahweh, have spoken.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired fellowship overcome barriers to Christian unity, bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.